Recent reports in the Tampa Bay Times revealed problems with the prestigious Heart Institute at All Children's Hospital. Health News Florida's Julio Ochoa sat down with investigative reporter Kathleen McGorry to talk about her stories.
Earlier in the year, we connected with a family that had had an issue at the Heart Institute. Their daughter, Caitlin, had gone to the Heart Institute for a heart surgery a couple days after she was born. And the surgery had gone well, to the best of their knowledge. But after the surgery, at a follow-up appointment, they found out that the surgeon had left a small surgical needle in her heart.
Your report says the hospital staff knew the needle was left in Caitlin's chest.
If you look at Caitlin's medical records, you will see that the folks at the hospital were very aware that there was a needle in her heart. After they had done the surgery, they counted the number of needles they had used. And this is something that they often do. They count the number before and after and try to make sure that they match. And there was a miscount, so they were one off. And they searched around for it, and then ultimately they did an x-ray. And on that scan, they were able to spot something that looked like a needle.
How did Caitlin's parents learn about the needle?
After Caitlin was discharged, they went to a follow-up visit with a doctor. And that doctor was reviewing Caitlin's medical records and said to them, and you guys are aware that there is that needle in her chest, right? And the parents say that they had no idea up until that point. They say they went right back to All Children's Hospital and demanded to speak with the surgeon. They wanted that needle removed. And when they connected with him, he said, there's no needle, I'm sure of that. They went to a doctor for a subsequent follow-up visit, and that doctor recommended that she be admitted to a hospital immediately. Her feet were turning blue. The parents elected to go to a different hospital. The team there said she's going to need emergency surgery. This was very much unrelated to the needle, but when they opened up her chest, they found that needle. It was stuck in her aorta.
How big of a needle are we talking about?
We're actually talking about a very small surgical needle. It's about a quarter of an inch long. That said, it is extraordinarily sharp, and if you think of it in relation to the size of an infant's heart, it's could be substantial. I mean, this is a quarter of an inch needle, and a newborn's heart is about the size of a walnut with the shell on it.
And you talked to others in the field. What did they say about leaving a needle inside a patient?
Leaving a surgical instrument in a patient, leaving anything in a patient, is considered a never event. So it's something that is so serious and so preventable that it should never happen.
Your reporting found that the hospital's Heart Institute is experiencing other problems as well. What are those?
They said that there has been an uptick in the mortality rate. So that will mean that the share of pediatric heart surgery patients who died has gone up. They said that they had brought in another hospital to evaluate their program, and that other hospital had observed some challenges. They wouldn't get into the specifics of that. And they said that one surgeon was no longer operating at the hospital, and that had happened after a series of hard conversations with that surgeon.
What is the hospital doing in response?
The hospital says that they are taking steps to improve the quality of patient care and to improve patient safety. And that's included dramatically cutting down the number of heart surgeries that they're doing right now and also referring complex cases elsewhere. They're not taking those cases right now.
I understand the hospital is now under investigation because of your report.
Yeah, after the report came out, the Agency for Healthcare Administration sent a team to the hospital. They spent 2 days investigating. That was how they characterized the work that they were doing. And they should be releasing a report any day now.
Kathleen McGroy with the Tampa Bay Times. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
You can find more health stories, including one about the battle between acupuncturists and physical therapists at WUSFnews.org.